Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading two poems that could be thought of as related. On a farm, everything is related. The people, the animals, the plants, the weather, the waters. After working with generations of farm animals, all lives appear to be part of the cycle of the year and the years. This first one is entitled Compost. Compost. We buried our Nubian goat buck at the base of the compost pile, beneath soiled hay from the barn, containing last spring's stillborns, now decayed. He was beautiful, that buck, at ease with his pasture. Each September we listened as he declared love in the night air. It rolled across the bottomland, a gentle trumpeting, softened for doe's ears. Now his offspring, Weathers and one young buck, walk around the compost pile, graze on what weeds they find above snows until a new season brings green pastures return in spring. And here's an end-of-life poem from my collection, Geosmin. It takes a new look at the often repeated phrase, turning over in one's grave. Revolution. When I'm gone, all that I tried to control will run wild, and with it, all that I tried not to control. At each doorstep, orange lilies, tulips will cavort with the garlic, which, cloning itself many times over, will overspread the yard. Fruit trees and shrubs will sucker bees, dangle shriveled apples and berries. Flocks will feast, then rise as foxes prowl beneath sprawling brambles. I know this, even as I plant yet more bulbs, set trees into a compost-filled trench. Deer will browse these at leisure. I will roll over in my crypt of soil and ash. My wild Eden, once regained, will evolve. I will turn over endlessly to bloom. You have been listening to Compost and Revolution, two poems from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available